box, office, refund, box office refund podcast.
Hello and welcome to Box Office Refund Podcast. I'm Nico Bell.
And I'm Ward.
And we review low-rated movies.
And decide if the critics were wrong.
Ward, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. First, I think you're going to appreciate how I watched some of the things I watched this week. And second, I predict that you and I watched one thing the same this week.
I'm going to go two.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to work. I think one. All right. You can go first.
All right. You want me to just read out the entire list?
Sure. Go ahead.
It's a long one. It's going to take 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, goodness gracious. Can't you edit these things down? Go ahead.
I want to give the viewers a complete rundown of what I watched just in case our interests intersected.
Yeah,
it would be a disservice to them.
Go ahead.
Not. When They See Us, Black Mirror Season 5, Big Little Lies Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2, Euphoria Season 1, Episode 1, Murder Mystery, I Am a Mother, Captive State, The Kid, The Girl in the Spider's Web, and Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I was right. One. Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which one? Murder Mystery?
No, I watched Black Mirror Season 5.
I thought you would watch Murder Mystery. You're a big Adam Sandler sandhead.
Oh, gosh. I have thoughts just on the trailer for that movie. Okay. I watched Easy. I watched parts of episodes of Season 3. That's it.
Have you watched other seasons of that?
There are seasons. I haven't watched any of the other ones. Stranger Things Seasons 1 and 2, because the new season's coming on July 4th.
So is that a rewatch of Seasons 1 and 2?
What's that?
Was that a rewatch of Stranger Things?
No, my first time.
Wow.
I know. I'm like,
you're
the only
late. You're like,
left.
What, 4 years too late?
I'll explain why when we get there. And I watched Black Mirror, like I said. I watched the movie Unsane. I watched, because obviously it wouldn't be my list if I don't have some sort of game show on it. I watched Awake, the Netflix game show. And I watched Detroiters Season 1. Which we paid for and bought. That's how much we wanted to see.
Detroiters? That show. Like, is that Detroit the city? Detroiters? That,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a series or a movie?
It's a series. No, but why don't you get started with us? Because, you know, you open up for us, and that's our rhythm. So why don't you go ahead?
I'll watch the Netflix movie series, When They See Us. This series spans the years 1989 to 2014. It focuses on the Central Park jogger case where 5 juveniles were convicted of assault and rape. They were convicted twice before their sentences were eventually vacated in 2002 when the real perpetrator confessed to the crimes. This is not a documentary. It is just straight up drama that kind of recreates what happened. It is very powerful. You know, the cops basically coerced and manufactured evidence and statements from these kids. They were kids. I mean, all of them were 16, most of them were 14 and 15. It's horrible. It's even worse because you know that this is not fantasy or fiction. This stuff happens. Cops sometimes do this, make the facts or the evidence fit what they have in their mind. And I thought this series was very effective, very good, very well directed and acted. And I mean, it packs a punch. And it's a rough watch, but it's a very, very good show.
Yeah, it's that rough watch. I don't know if I can do it, but I've heard really good things. Okay.
Like, I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of these things where, like, the first episode is a great hook. It's like, oh, I'll watch the first episode, I'll see what I think. I mean, the first episode is a great hook. You know, these kids, they're being interrogated for hours on end, and, you know, they're like, well, this is your statement, you know, I can't remember the kid's name right now, it's been a week since I watched. We're like, oh, you know, Bobby did this, put that in your report. So then, once all the confessions are taken and they're signed them, because the kids, they just want to go home, the cops say, well, just sign this and go home. So, I mean,
right. They're
kids, of course they're going to do whatever you say when you've kept them for, in some cases, 42 hours. And then the kids, like, they're in the cellar, like, oh, you're Bobby? Yeah, they told me you did it. And, like, they're meeting for the first time, and that is a very powerful moment.
Yeah. All right. So, to lighten the mood, I watched bits and pieces of Easy Season 3. Here's what happened. I saw this on my Netflix, and I was like, that looks really interesting. And I was like, ugh, it has 3 seasons. There's no way I'm going to start from Season 1. That's too much. And then I looked it up, and it says that it is a comedy anthology series which explores diverse Chicago characters and modern romance and culture. So you don't even have to watch it. You can just jump right in, like I did, and get a general idea of who these people are, because it's like a soap opera. opera, and every episode has its own little drama going on. So I watched, you know, like half of it, and it was really, really interesting. It was, the ones that I was really fascinated with was a married couple who decided to have an open marriage, and then how that evolved and became really beautiful and something that kind of saved their marriage and relationship, and then it tumbles out of control when they realize that one of them really loves the open relationship and one of them doesn't. So it was really interesting. So I think I'll probably end up going back and watching the other seasons, but it's a good show. For sure. It has a lot of really good actors in it, too. It has, like, Hannibal Buress and Orlando Bloom and Dave Franco and all sorts of people. So I would definitely check it out.
I watched the first season way back when. I think it's probably, like, 2 or 3 years ago. And I remember that when it started out, I thought it was really cool, really insightful about relationships and kind of, like, just this small part of relationships. But as it went on, I thought, man, as insightful as this was, either it pulled a fast one on me, or it has gotten less insightful, because like by the end I was just bored of this series. You know, like I think the first season may have been 6 or 8 episodes, not very many, but yeah, as insightful I thought it was in the beginning, it was the opposite towards the end, where it's like this is nothing, this is just wasted time.
Maybe you have to find the storyline that's most interesting, because there were some that I started that I was like, I don't really care about these people, but like the married couple I was really fascinated by, so I watched their story play out. So maybe there's a little something of everything in there, and you just have to find what appeals to you.
Or maybe it just got bad.
Just got bad. And then it got better in season 3. All right, what's next on your list?
Black Mirror season 5. I mean, I'm a big Mirror head. I love Black Mirror. You know, the first 3 seasons are the best. And I was so excited for season 5. Like, I know it's never going to top first 3 seasons. Or, man, White Christmas. Like, I get that. But you know what? The first 2 seasons were great. It's season 3 and then 4. Like, yeah, I know we'll never get to the first 2 seasons, but you know, like season 4, I accepted that. That was enough for me. The problem this season, it does not feel like Black Mirror. Black Mirror has always been the show that is like, oh, check out this piece of technology. I think, oh man, this technology is great. I'd love to have it. And then halfway, the show's like, no, you wouldn't. Here's why. This is how this piece of technology could be used for harm or could destroy life. I'm like, oh man, that technology is bad. I hate technology. I need a week just to decompress from this episode. Life has no future. I think we're at the end times. Like, that's what Black Mirror does. You know, I like that it's harrowing like that. It's kind of depressing. And this season, like, I didn't get that feeling. And it I always liked how these worlds seemed very well researched. Like, they had this concept of like, all right, how can we explore this all the way through? Very, like, how would it touch every aspect of your life? And this season never seemed to have that depth. And it really is more about interpersonal and social relations more than anything. And I think the last episode, Rachel, Jack, and Ash, maybe my least favorite, because it's almost outright comedic at times, like really silly almost, and it's got a happy ending, which isn't bad in and of itself. Like, I'm not against happy ending Black Mirror, but just like the way it unfolds and happens, this just wasn't Black Mirror.
I agree with that completely. It was really disappointing, and I also think that they're becoming really kind of preachy and on the nose, and they used to be really good at weaving such a incredible labyrinth, like a little mind puzzle for you, and then you had to really sit and think about what you're being taught and everything. Like that, the one I think from season 1, I think it might have been the very first episode where the prime minister had to have sex with the pig. Like, I can't get that out of my brain. You know, there's just some of the episodes that I just can't get out of my brain, and this season was very disappointing. They had the episode where the two best friends were having like a virtual relationship.
Yeah, that was a very cool concept, but they didn't take it far enough. Like, I don't know where I wanted it to go, but it just seemed really shallow. I was like, okay, cool concept. Where does this go? The answer is, well, it doesn't really go anywhere.
I agree. It did start out really interesting. I got kind of like confused on what I was supposed to be taking away from it. I just didn't really connect with them as well halfway through. So that one kind of failed. And then the second one was the one where he was like an Uber driver and he kidnaps a fare all because he wants to get on the phone with the head of a technology company. I did not like that one. I felt like that was very just kind of like, I felt preachy, like is really what it did.
It's just like a hostage situation. There's really not, I mean,
yeah,
it's not a very in-depth plot point. You know, like Black Mirror usually goes really in-depth. And it's just like, okay, hostage. Like, he's upset. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's... I don't know if I'd go preachy on this. I guess you are there, but it's just kind of shallow.
And then the last one was the Ashleigh with Miley Cyrus. Now, I was told that they wrote this specifically with Miley Cyrus in mind, because it basically is her life story about how you have this really superstar and everything looks good on the outside, but she really wants to do something else with her art on the inside, and how, you know, things kind of tumble out of control. People were praising this like it's the best thing Miley Cyrus has ever done. I don't
that
know.
That could be. I mean, I haven't seen her a lot of things, but it could be the best thing she's done. I did see that one movie review. Yeah, and based on that, this could be the best thing she's ever done.
I mean, it could be, but I think we all need to just calm down a little bit about it, because, again, it's just not, it's not up to Black Mirror standards. I feel like they started so strong with this series of being eerie and kind of like Twilight Zone, but just amped up, and now we're just getting less and less of that, and it's becoming really watered down and really on the nose, and no twists and turns. Nothing's really standing out to me. So, yeah, I got the same vibe. I really wasn't a fan of this, the three ones that we had for this.
A lot of UK shows end after one or two seasons. I think we're seeing exactly why. If Black Mirror had ended after seasons one and two and then popped out that Christmas special ended there, holy cow, amazing. I do want to say, though, you were talking about the very first episode of the first season.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, you absolutely have to watch Black Mirror. You absolutely should not watch episode one, season one first. The Prime Minister one, skip that, save that until the very end. Because a lot of people see that first, and they're a bit taken aback. They don't know what world they're stumbling into. But it's actually, like, if you watch it last, I watch it first myself, but it's some fascinating episode. Like, there's a lot going on there. And there's so many questions, so many things at play. And in this recent season, there's one thing at play at any one time. And in other seasons, there's always multiple things at play.
Yeah, there's no mind-bending plots in these three episodes that we got for this season. Nothing sticks with you. You're not going to be thinking about it the next morning. So yeah, it's been disappointing. Maybe if they brought like more diverse writers in, or I don't know, something. I feel like they kind of drained the well of ideas, and now we just need to stop. We need to stop before it gets even worse.
Well, I think I might be wrong. I believe Charlie Brooker, the creator, is still the main writer on every episode. You know, he's created something amazing, but maybe it's time to open that up and let some other people jump in there.
I think he should. I think that there are a lot of people out there with really weird stories in their brain that could benefit with the Black Mirror brand to it. So that's what I think should happen. But okay.
Something needs to happen.
All right. Well, I watched the movie Unsane, which is about a woman who is involuntarily put into a mental hospital where she claims that her stalker is working. And I had this on my list for a while, and I'm very excited that I finally watched it, because it was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It got darker than I thought it was going to go. So I was impressed. This is like a really kind of... I'm assuming it's low budget. It looks low budget the way it's filmed and everything like that. But it was really good. It's a good kind of thriller. It gets really dark. A story about, you know, an unreliable narrator and how that unravels, and her delusions, if they are in fact delusions. So I recommend. It's on Amazon.
Oh, that's a Steven Soderbergh joint.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, and all his stuff now, he's gone to pretty much indie movies now.
Well, it's definitely worth it. I think it was worth it.
That's amazing. I watched Girl in the Spider's Web. So Farrah Foy did Unsane and Girl in the Spider in the same year. Like, one kind of large budget movie and one smaller budget movie.
Yeah, that's right. She is. She took over for Rooney, for that Rooney girl.
And maybe she shouldn't have.
Maybe she shouldn't have.
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
I put it at the bottom of my list for a reason.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Big Little Lies, Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2, that series just restarted at HBO. I was very curious about Season 2 because it was based on a book, and Season 1, like, that got the book. We were done. There's no plans for Season 2 because there's no source material to go off of. So I thought, oh man, they're going to cash in. This is going to go nowhere. After two episodes, I'm really impressed. I'm like, oh, I get what the season's doing, where it could go. And it may be one of the rare cases where a show everybody said, oh, it really doesn't need a second season. I think they're going to make it work.
Oh, that'd be cool. I never watched it, but I know what it's like to be really excited about a series that's based off of a book, and then it just fall and crumble, like Orange is the New Black. So,
I mean, it's like season one was great. It was great television. It ended perfect. And yeah, I was really skeptical. I was like, oh man, season two, I can't wait to watch this and hate on it. But no, it's very good. And they're really kind of hammering home on the characters, doubling down on the characters and what they're going through after season one. And I think it's going to work. I mean, unless they completely drop the ball, this is going to be above average season of television, which I would not have predicted. Like, as soon as I heard season two was coming, I was like, oh, they're cashing in. It can't work. But it is.
Awesome. All right. I started watching the Netflix game show Awake. So here's what this is about. They keep contestants up for 24 hours. They have to count quarters and keep track of how many quarters they're counting. There are a million quarters in the middle of this room, so they have to count as many as they can, keeping track of it in 24 hours, okay? At 24 hours, the actual game show begins. They, depending on how many they counted versus how many they really had, people get eliminated. But the people who are remaining have to do different tasks that are very difficult for sleep-deprived people, like fine motor skills and things like that. And then at the end of each task, you can do the buyout. So if you
think
So if you think that you did not complete the task and you were in the top of the group, then you have a chance to hit the buyout button before anybody else does and walk away with some money. If you don't hit the buyout and you are the last person to complete the challenge, whatever it is, you walk away with nothing. At the very end, the person gets a choice between keeping the money that they have counted, or if the money they counted was within $500 of how much is actually there, they get the big bank, which is all the money everybody counted. Or if they counted within $25, you look so in your face. I wish people could see it. If they got within $25 of what they actually had, they win $1 million. And that's the game show. And I love it. I'm almost done with the season.
You know, it's really amazing to me. We watch a lot of bad movies. And based on everything you just said about this show, I don't know how every movie we watch, you're like, this movie's amazing. I love every part of it. How can you not love every part of the movie after a show like this? I don't know.
I think I could do this show. Like, I think I could stay up for 24 hours, count quarters, and have a really good idea. Like, I was coming up with ways that I could figure out how to keep track of everything. And then I think I could do, like, a pretty good job. I think I could get, like, within $25 of my estimated amount.
Every person watching that show is thinking the same thing.
Anyways, it is a fun... fun game show to watch on Netflix if you want to check it out. There you go.
Wow. Well, yeah. I probably won't check it out. Euphoria, season one, episode one. This is the latest drama series from HBO. I don't know, based on the first episode, I will not come back to it. It's about teens in a high school and they're, you know, doing drugs and all kinds of debauchery and just teens up to no good. It's HBO, so it gets rather graphic. It's uncomfortable. I mean, I'm watching, you know, adult actors who are playing teens who are getting butt naked. And that's just a little weird because they're teens. I mean, I prefer my naked people mid-30s. You know, I like to have some kind of compatibility age range with me just so it doesn't feel weird. I don't know, man. I don't know what this show is trying to do. That is what I'm curious about, what the show is about. Except for the first episode, I don't know.
Okay. A glowing endorsement. All right. The last one that I watched is Detroiters season one, which I think there was only one season and it got canceled. It used to be on Comedy Central. You have to buy it now. It has Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson, and it's about these two executives who are in the advertisement industry, living in Detroit, just trying to make it, just trying to make their lives better. But it's a really fun comedy, and Tim Robinson is great in it. Sam Richardson's fantastic. It's silly. It's lighthearted. I'm kind of bummed that it got canceled and we never get to see anymore, but it was good. It's good. Each one is its self-contained little comedy half hour. It's really interesting. But you do have to buy it, so I don't know. I think it's worth buying because I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I'm laughing out loud. That's how good it is. But, you know, buying media these days is not always something people want
risky
to
do. Move.
It is a risky move. I know, I bought Battlefield Earth, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, I've suffered. All right, go ahead.
Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. This is the latest Netflix movie.
Why did you do this, Warb? Why did you watch this? You know better.
I don't,
come on, man.
I think Jennifer Aniston probably is a large part of this.
Ugh,
she may be the only part of this. I don't know. I mean, it seemed interesting enough. Well, Jennifer Aniston's in it. Like, she has standards, unlike Adam Sandler. So there's got to be something to it to make
come
her
on.
Agree to be in this movie. I don't know why. I must have just been a paycheck for her. I kept wondering, like, what's the twist this movie going to be? Is it going to be it was all a dream? Because, you know, people don't act like this. This is just, the characters are almost so simplistic and stereotypical. There's got to be, like, a catch or a twist. Nope. It's just a stupid murder mystery. I mean, yeah, it's exactly what it says in the box. And it's there's no reason to watch it, but I did. And that's
First of all, that's your own fault because it's Adam Sandler, so I feel no.
But Jennifer Aniston was like, she offered a glimmer of hope that was false.
It is a false flag operation. No. I forgot that I watched Stranger Things. I have to talk about that because I'm very excited. I had never watched it before because I didn't know how graphic it was going to be, and I knew it was about kids and bad things happening to kids, and that really wasn't something that I really wanted to go down and watch. But I'm very glad I did. I'm on the Stranger Things boat now. I'm very excited. July 4th, it comes out. This show is just so good. I'm so excited to see where it goes. Everybody is fantastically actors. These children actors, I don't understand how talented they are. How can you be that good at something when you're like 10 years old? Like, I was 10 years old and I was good at nothing. And they are just brilliant. They're like crying on demand and being all emotional, and it's incredible. I loved it. I'm pretty sure they're the last person in America to watch Stranger Things for the first time. But if there's anybody else out there like me, definitely watch it. July 4th, season 3. It's going to be set in the summer, so it's a new season, like new season of the year. Very exciting. Most of it's shot in a mall is what I was told, so it's going to be good.
But that is, the kids in this are very talented. Season 1 is very good. But a large part of credit has to go to the Duffer Brothers. I think they're just excellent directors. I think they must be excellent directors with kids. Because you just normally don't get this kind of performances out of kids.
It's insane.
They're a large part of it. Having watched season 1 and 2 so close to the end, like I watched season 1, not expecting much, blown away. I thought season 1 was amazing. And I think a lot of that excitement kind of helped me coast through season 2. Having watched them so closely together, what were your thoughts season 1 versus season 2?
I admittedly was bummed in season 2 because we don't get the 11 subplot mixed in with the kids. She goes off, she does her own thing, and then she comes back. And I was really invested in 11's relationship with, like, Mike and, you know, all of the friends that she was making. So the fact that I had to wait an entire season for the crew to get back together really was disappointing to me. But I think it's like you said, I was so pumped about season 1 and how it came. And I did start getting into more of, like, Will and his connection with the Upside Down world. So it got me through it. And I'm very excited that they're all back together now, though. That's, I think, why I'm really excited for season 3. Because they're all going to be fighting the aliens together. And that's going to be really good.
I think season 3 is a make or break season. I mean, season 1 had a... It ended so perfectly that I really was hoping it'd be an anthology series for season 2. Like, even the name, Stranger Things, lends itself to an anthology series.
Yeah,
I really wanted season 2 to be all new. And I have to wonder if it originally was intended to be that, but season 1 was so popular and people identified with 11 and these characters so much. Like, well, we got to keep riding this train. But season 3 is make or break. Because season 2 I didn't love. And if season 3 doesn't grab me, I'm going to be done with the series.
I think it's going to grab it, though. I think that because everybody now is on the same page, they all know about the Upside Down, they all know about the aliens, everybody has witnessed it, everybody knows, so there's no secrets, they can all come together and fight as one big unit. I think it's going to be good. I also think they should not do any more seasons after season 3. If they're going to ride this into the dirt, like, they need to stop immediately. So I'm hoping, like, kind of like you said, like, I hope that they make this a brilliant season and, like, wrap it up quickly, because otherwise I feel like they could easily run this into the ground. We'll see.
All right. I Am Mother. That is a Netflix original. A fun little sci-fi movie with, you know, robots and all kinds of things. It's not great. It's not bad. It could be better. But, you know, if you like sci-fi, it's worth a watch. If you don't like sci-fi, or if you don't want to watch kind of like a middling sci-fi movie, then it's not for you. Captive State. District 9 is a really awesome alien sci-fi captivity thing. This is not at all. Captive State, like there were some ideas hidden, I think, on the floor like with the trash in this movie. And it'd be nice if they developed them, but they didn't. It's like, there's a lot of things going on, but I don't care about any of it. None of it. No reason to watch that. Very little reason to watch it. Like, I like sci-fi. I'm going to watch it about anything sci-fi. I just wanted so much more out of this, and it had the potential to give me more, but it did not.
Okay.
The Kid. This is a Western directed by Vincent D'Onofrio. Dane DeHaan's in it. Ethan Hawke's in it. Casting's awesome. The idea is really good. And that's kind of where it stops. I don't normally like Dane DeHaan. I thought he was great as Billy the Kid. This is kind of a Billy the Kid story with some other stuff thrown in. It's just, it's more disappointing more than anything. Oh, you've got this young kid, I don't know, maybe 10, 11, or 12. He's kind of finding his way, finding himself in the West, a story that we've seen countless times. And it's just, what this movie did was make me want to watch better Westerns. It made me like, oh yeah, this Western's better. I'd rather watch Unforgiven. I'd rather watch that one with Guy Pearce. I'd rather, is that Appaloosa? Guy Pearce might be Appaloosa. I don't know. A lot of better Westerns. I wish I was watching one of those instead of that one.
Okay.
The Girl in the Spider's Web. Now, I can't explain this, but I've seen, like, what is this? The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Like, I've seen the American versions. I've seen the Norwegian or Sweden versions. Whatever. I've seen them all. I can't explain why. And I didn't want to watch this one, but Redbox gave me a coupon, and I had to use a coupon on something. And this was, we landed on this. It's unfortunate.
Yeah,
this movie, gosh, like, it's weird watching Claire Foy. Like, I saw her in The Crown. I've only watched season one of The Crown. But she's kind of older, you know, like, you think Queen Elizabeth, you think old. So watching her in this, it just felt weird. Like, well, how is she in this? Because when I picture my mind, she's, you know, 30 going on 80 is the queen. In this, she's 80 going on 20. It's a mind bender. Maybe that's what they intended. This gets so boring. I was just wishing it would end. It just never stops. It goes on and on. So I just started surfing the internet. Because, I mean, sometimes you just got to do something to keep your sanity. Like, the movie just doesn't end. It's stupid in a lot of different ways. So, yeah, don't watch that. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I think this is all the way back from 2001. I really liked this movie when I first saw it. This is what got me into the Harry Potter book series, which I've read twice, every single book. I like the book series a lot. This movie, it's almost over the top, almost like saccharine, you know, kid fantasy. Oh, this poor bully kid who has nothing is actually like great and magical and wonderful. Like it flips one into the other so hard, like it almost turns you off. But there's something inherently fun about that. Something like this kind of wish fulfillment fantasy that I really enjoy. And I thought like the whole wizard and magic thing, I thought it was really well done. And this was before J.K. Rowling got so self-indulgent, too. So it's kind of nice. It's before the movies got so big that, oh, wow, we're going to make this one movie like three movies long just to swindle money out of your hands. And this movie's before that. So there's something nice about that. But I definitely recommend it. It's great whether you've read the books or you haven't read the books. I wish it was like a little more toned down for younger kids. Like, I'm not going to put a number on it because that's subjective, but you know, my kid's been waiting a while to be able to watch this and be fine. Like, you know, there's some things I still have problems with in this movie, but, you know, I'm going to let you watch it. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, actually, he didn't enjoy it as much as I did, which was sad. I think he probably enjoyed Ninja Turtles 2 more, which is just terrible.
I saw the first movie. I have not seen any of the others, and I have not read the books. This is just,
aren't you a writer? Aren't you required to read these things that are cultural touchstones and phenomena?
I feel like I am required to like certain things being a writer, and this is one of those things, and I can't get into it. I've tried so hard. I can't. It's not my thing.
But yeah, you tried hard to look at it. You just said all you've done is watch the first movie. What else have you done to try to get into it?
I've tried to read the book over and over. And
how far did you get?
I can't get into it. I get like 50 pages in, and I'm like, this is just not for me. I think it's because I'm not a young adult reader. I don't know. It's something with young adults. Like,
I am neither. I'm not a young adult either.
I know. I know. I always feel bad about it, but I just can't. Can't. That's sorry. Intriguing. I can't.
Yeah, the coolest thing about the books was that I don't know. I don't know what years would be. When I saw this movie, I saw like the first four of them. Like they were all out. And so I immediately started reading the books. And so when I finished the sixth book, next month the seventh book came out. So like somebody had to wait like decades to read all these. I waited a month. So yeah, nice. I came in at the right time.
Yeah, you did. All right. Well, that does it for us, huh? You all done with your list?
That's it. That's all I got. Okay. Ended on a high point.
Well, if you want to find us online, you can go to boxofficerefund.com. You can go to @boxofficerefund on Twitter and Instagram. Ward, is there anything you would like to plug specifically?
Yeah, and it's not a garage sale. I'm on Instagram with Wardworks, starting a new project that's going to be #WhatTheDeck because I'm building a deck. Did I finish my shop project? No. Did I finish the go-kart project? No, there's so many projects I didn't finish. But hey, I'm going to start this project because, you know, the times and the current cultural standing demand it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You're putting a lot into a deck. All right. You can find me at Nico Bell Fiction. I've started writing my novella, so content is not flowing as readily as usually. I am very busy, people, so we'll see. But thanks for listening.
What's the novella about? Can you give us a preview? The novella preview, like any.
Oh yeah, it's called Death Oven. So I feel like you can have a pretty good understanding of what that's going to be about.
Is it a Hansel and Gretel sequel?
Use your imagination. No, it's not a Hansel and Gretel. That was a good guess. Use your imagination, though. I can tell you more next week. You have to listen.
Is it a young adult book?
It actually does have teenagers in it, but this is more of a slasher. So, all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening again. We will be back next week. Tune
or
in
will
then.
We?
Thanks.
Suspense. Okay. May not be.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Box. Office. Refund. Box Office Refund Podcast.